דף סמך ד' עמד בייס. Let us again start the Mishnah and the Gemara. Amar v'eschaveiroi le'yodor b'chatzeiroi chinam le'yisker mimenu b'pocheis mibnei shuhuribis. So the Malve should not live in the loivis chotzer b'chinam, and not only he shouldn't live b'chinam, but he shouldn't rent it at a cheaper price. Mibnei shuhuribis. Oma Rav Yosef Barmanyuni, Oma Rav Nachman, Af al pi sha'amru hador b'chotzer chaveiroi sh'loi midatoi einei tzorich lahalos leischar. Even though we said in Bava Kamma that if a person lives in someone else's chotzer, sh'loi midatoi, he lived there, and einei tzorich lahalos leischar, he doesn't have to pay him for this dire. We'll see it speaking about Zenene Vizeloi Chosa, that the person who lived there really needed a place where to live, but the Chosa was not Kaimela Agre, so Zenene Vizeloi Chosa, and we paskin Eine Tzorech Lahalos Leischar, he doesn't have to pay him for the dire. But if he lent him money and he was do bechatzeira itzorich lahalos leischa. That's a memre of Rav Yosef bar Menuhin Omar Rav Nachman. So the Gemara asks, my kamashmala, what is Rav Yosef bar Menuhin telling us? Masnisani tanina. We learned this in the Mishnah. Hamalve eschaveiroi, lo yodor bachatzeiroi chinom, lo yisker mimenu bepoches, mibnei shuribis. So it's enough in the Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, no, without Rav Yosi bar Menuhin, imi mas nisin, if he would learn the Mishnah alone, hava mina, hani mili bechotzer dekaima laagre, Begavre the Ovid Lemega. The Mishnah is speaking about a chotzer de kaima la agre. So that means, since this malve is living there, so the loive is chotzer schiris. Begavre the Ovid Lemega, and the malve usually rents diris, so it's zenene vize chotzer. So by learning the Mishnah alone, I would never know the chiddush of Rav Yosef bar Menuhin that said that zenene v'ze loy chaser is also tzorich lahalos leischar. The Mishnah I could understand pshat is speaking about a case of zenene v'ze chaser, where there the din is tzorich lahalos leischar. So since the din is tzorich lahalos leischar, I'm deriving benefit from him. So memele, so here it's ribbit. That is no chiyuv tashlumim for the hanom. So it's not considered he's getting something. So I would think avuchotza deloy kaima lagre begavre deloy oved lemeger emaloi. I would think in such a case there's no chiyuv lahalos leischa. Kamash melom. So that's the chiddush of Rav Yosef bar Menuhin. Now, we have here a shtickle problem that Rav Yosef bar Menuhin started off by saying that Zenene v'ze loichosor estorich lahalos loischar. So the Gemara asked, it's a Mishnah? No, Shmuel says, no, the Mishnah could be speaking about Zenene v'ze chosor. But in the case of ze loy nene v'ze loy chosa, so I would think that you're allowed to. You don't have to be malascha. So the Gemara jumped now all of a sudden to ze loy nene v'ze loy chosa. So how did we get to this? that a filo ze loy nene ve ze loy chosa is also tzorich lahalos lo yischar. Chayre Rabbi Yosef ben Minyumi started off by saying by ze nene ve ze loy chosa. How did we jump to ze loy nene ve ze loy chosa? Okay, we'll see soon. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, af al pi she amru bababakame perik sheni, Eini tzorech lahar lois loischar, vokimne bachotza de loikaima la agre. There it's speaking about the chotza de loikaima la agre, sememelis loichosa, avai gavre shadobo oved lemege bayis ledirose. But the one who is living there, he spends money to rent a dire. Davale zenene vese loichosa. So the Gemara says, if Lulei divrei Rav Yosef b'amen yumi from the Mishnah alone could be the Mishnah speaking about b'chotza de kaimelagre v'gavre d'ovid l'mege ha-malva ha-zeh ha-yisoich ha-acharism le-motza zeh the malva would have rented a different deer davalei hu nene hu bal chotza chosa the bal chotza is ha-chosa de kaimelagre. The chotzer is aimed to rent, so you must give a lacher. Avol chotzer de loikaim ala agre. Da havelei ze loichosa. The gavre de loyovid la mege. Da havelei ze nene, loy nene. Da bavochin amilave mege, she yesh loy acheres. Kamash malon de mechzaye kiribis. Now, the Maram Shif wants to say that we mentioned before Akasha, the Marshoyas Akasha, and how did the Gemara jump to Ze Loi Nene Vze Loi Chosa? Rabbi Yosef ben Yumi started off by Ze Nene Vze Loi Chosa. So the Maram Shif wants to say that Shitas Rashi is that Lefiya Emes it is only us, it's only tzorich lahalos lischar by one of two cases, either ze nene vze loy chosa, or ze chosa vze loy nene. And so he says, pshat de gemore, rashi loim pshat de gemore, avol chosa de loy kaime la agre. And it's a gavre de ovid lamega. Or vi gavre the vav is vav a mamsik. Oy gavre le oved le mega. So it's either it's ze chosa veze veze loy nene. That's the second case. Or ze nene veze loy chosa. That means that Rabbi Yosef. So it stems with the Gemara before that that Rabbi Yosef ba minyumi only said that even though in hilchis tashlumim. There is no chiyuv tashlumin by zenene v'zeh loichosa, or hu adin zeh chosa v'zeh loinene, but in ribis, this, if he's a malve, yimachuyiv to pay, the merzaye ke ribis. But zeh loinene v'zeh loichosa, that afilu by ribis is also, there's no chiyuv to pay. And the iser is als the merzaye, it looks like the merzaye ke ribis. And he wants to be medayik from Rashi, by Rashi made two dibra maschels. Rashi says, Abuchotzel lekaim, the most is chotzel lekaim rag, the gavad rovid lemega. Rashi makes each one a dibra, Abuchotzel lekaim rag, the abalei zel lechosa, the gavad rovid lemega, the abalei zel lechnen. Rashi makes it, so it seems these are two different cases. It's either, It's a leichosa, the nene was a leichosa, or the chosa was a leinen. Fine. So now we know that the vial, Rav Yosef bar Minyumi told us that means, lulei divrei Rav Yosef bar Minyumi, I would say, that the Mishnah is only speaking about ze nene v'ze chosa. And that is a case of there's a chiyuv tashlumim, זננם זה חוסר זכיר תשלומי. So, and that is a din, מבני שהוא ריבס. That's what the Mishnah is telling us is ריבס. By זננם זה חוסר. Rav Yosef Barminyumi is coming to tell us, no, אפילו זננם וזה לא חוסר, is also צורך להרס לסחר, מבני שהוא ריבס. So, I'd just like to mention, the Chavis Das, the Chidush Yerim, learn Pshat in Rashi, we'll see soon, that the Kamash Malon is that Rav Yosef Barmin Yumi is telling us Pshat in the Mishnah. Don't, that means without me, you would say the Mishnah speak about Zenen Vizechosa. I'm coming to tell you that the Mishnah is speaking about Zenen Vizechosa. It's also also. So he's telling us Pshat in the Mishnah. He's telling us that the Mishnah is speaking about Zenene Vizeloichos. Fine. V'yesh Lilmoid Mikan. Now Rashi says, now from here we can learn out. Sha'osa Lahalveis Albayis. A person is not allowed to lend money Albayis V'lodovoi. Afilu benachyosa, afilu if he's menake from the chay. Now, first let's say taitshvelta, then we'll explain what Rashi saw. This amashkante benachyosa means as follows: that Reuben borrowed money from Shimon, and he gave him amashken, gave him a bayis amashken. That's a mashke. It's a mashke. This is a mashke. And also he said, you can live in this bayis, and we will be menake from the chayv. We will menake from the chayv a set amount each year. That means like this. That means that, let us say, if we would cheshbon with the normal schiris, it'd have to be menake, let's say, $500 a year. No, menake, $200 a year. So that means he's living in the bayis, which is a mashkin, and we're menake, $200 a year. Now that's a cheap rate. That is a cheap rate. So Rashi says, v'yesh lilmoid mikan, she'oso La halveis al bayis, to lend money al bayis, which means that the bayis is a mashkin. Velado boy, and to live in the house. Afilu benachyoso. Afilu benachyoso. Afilu we deduct for the dire. That means we will deduct schiris for the dire. From this wagon, it is also. How do I know this? This now. So Rashi says, Lo yisker mimeno bepochets. It says in the Mishnah, Lo yisker mimeno bepochets. You're not allowed to. A malve is not allowed to rent a dire with a cheap price. Now, kan shayla ben, Rashi found all of a sudden, you're not allowed to make with a bayis a mashkante binachyoso. That means that we're deducting for the dire a chelik of the chay, but it's a cheap price. So Rashi says, because we saw this in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, these can be men of the prophets. So the achrayne meska kashe, if whatever Rashi is saying is derived from the Mishnah, so then you don't say, v'yesh lil med mikam, you should stone zachan the Mishnah. But it says in the Mishnah, Lo yisker mimeno bepoches, and that's the makor of Rashi. Rashi says, Hamashkanta benachyoso is also because it says, Lo yisker mimeno, because it says in the Mishnah, Lo yisker mimeno bepoches. So Rashi should have stelled the hand of Mishnah. Why, after this memra of Rav Yosef Barmin Yumi, Rashi all of a sudden says this aloche, which is derived from the Mishnah. This is a problem which we will address soon. But al kaponim, let's be aware of the problem. Fine. So b'kitzvah Rashi says a mashkante b'nichyoso of a bayis is also a raya from our Mishnah. Volai domi le mashkoine shel kerem. So Rashi says, I there's a Gemara further that says, a mashkin of a kerem is muta, a mashkanta benechios of a kerem is muta. That means that a person gave someone a kerem for a mashkin, and he's eating the peiris, and again, we're deducting for the achilas a peiris each year, we're deducting $200 a year. Now, if you look at the true value of the peiris was $500, we deduct $200, and there it's mutter. So there, a mashkanta b'nechiyosa b'keren is mutter. And Rashi says, but here I'm learning from the Mishnah, b'bayis is awesome. So Rashi says, the hosam zimnin the leishokol beimidi. When you're talking about a kerem, you have to know that by a kerem, there are other factors to take into consideration. That means he took this kerem for a mashkin and he said, each year I'm here, we're deducting $200 from the chayv. Now what will be if nothing will grow that year? Could happen. Chomim are susceptible to the elements. It'll get too cold, it can happen. You're still deducting $200. So there, if you deduct your minake from the choyim by a kerem, is memele there, it's muta. Because who says that he's getting a revach from the seisik? The hosom zimnin v'loy shokel bei midi. V'v'lohochi minake lei. Vahavale koine es a peiris binachios. He's taking acquiring the peiris. He's deducting for with a cheap price. A ba'al asafik. But then there's a cheshbon. We're deducting $200 from the chayim and there's a possibility that I won't need any peiris and I'm still deducting $200. So that's muta. Avokan zenemetomit. Here, zenemetomit. He has ano. I mean, the bias is what's the chiluk? It rains, it's cold, it's hot. You live in the bias. You have there's a vadoistike ano. Ve'ein kan sofik nimsa soichem bepoches. Over here, there's no sofik whatsoever, and you're getting a vaday ano. So this is layiske mimeno bepoches. Here it's also. That's what Rashi said. Now. We mentioned before, why did Rashi stel sich in the middle of the Gemara? If the Mekor of Rashi is Layiska Mimenu Bepoches from the Mishnah, so Memele, so Rashi should have said this on the Mishnah. Zok the Chavistas and the Chidushi Yerim, Amir the Kipshat and the Schas. We'll see in Taisus, Rabbi Natamus also Nochis to this Yisod, the Mikzas. When a person takes a bias for a mashkin. Let's say we have a bias that's aimed to rent. Bias is aimed to rent. And he's taking it for a mashkin. The malva took it for a mashkin. After the malva took this bias for a mashkin, so I got news for you. This bias is not for rent anymore. The loive cannot rent out this bias. The malve took this bias for a mashkin. This is security that the chayv is going to be paid up. The loive can't rent it out to everyone he wants. This is a mashkin. The minute a person takes a bias for a mashkin, so it's zenene v'zeloichosa. Zenene v'zeloichosa. Fine. Now, Zenene v'zeloi chosar. So if I'd learned the Mishnah, so the Mishnah spoke about a case leyiska mimenu bepoches is speaking about zenene v'zeloi chosar. Yeah. The Mishnah could be speaking about abayis tekaima la'agre begavda dovid lemega. So that means he's deriving benefit from his dirit. The Mishnah isn't talking about a mashnah. The Mishnah is talking about Layidim Memena Bapa that he lent me money when I live in his house. It's so Zenen v'Zechosa. State the Mishnah, you're not allowed to request a cheaper rate because you're a malva, a reza ribbis. So if Rashi would learn the Mishnah, Rashi had nothing to prove about a mashkin. A mashkin is an enemy zemoy chasa. The minute the bias was taken for a mashkin, the minute the bias was taken for a mashkin, so it's lechosa. It's not a milagre anymore. The leiva can't rent it out. So when Rashi learned the Mishnah, Rashi had nothing to say. But now, Rav Yosef Bar Minyumi was mechadish, that Rav Yosef Bar Minyumi, the Gemara says, Tonino, so the Gemara says, I'm telling you, pshat in the Mishnah. If you would, without me, you would say, pshat in the Mishnah is speaking about, Abayis, the Kaima Lagre, the Gavra Dovid Lamega. So that's why it's awesome. I'm telling you, the Mishnah is speaking about Abayis to Le'ovid L'meika. That's what I'm telling you. Va'af al-pikein is a din lo'yodo mimenu b'china v'li'isko mimenu b'poches. That's what I'm telling you. So now, Rashi, after the memra of Rav Yosef ben Minyumi, that Rav Yosef ben Minyumi was mechadish Anupshat, the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about Zenen and Vizeloi Chosa. So Rashi says, Mi kan yeshlumai by a mashkin, every mashkin is Leichosa. Because every mashkin, the minute he takes a bias for a mashkin, it's not a midlagre. The loiva can't rent it out anymore. So till Rav Yosef Bar Minyumi, I would never say what I had, what I'm saying now. I would say a mashkin, it's a zenen and a zeloichosa. He can use the outside of his life. So maybe allowed to. That's the lumdis of a keren. That's the lumdis in the huadin. That'll be the same thing. But a mashkin beloy nachyosa. But mashkin nachyosa is muta. Fakat, I'm paying for it. Yuloichosa, benachtach atzadik yisoy doylo. Zekterashi, but now, mikan yesh lilmoy. After Rav Yosef Bar Minyumi was machadish, that the Mishnah is speaking about a chotzer, the Mishnah, he's not saying his own din. He's saying pshat in the Mishnah, that's how Rashi learned pshat. He's saying pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is telling us, abayis, the loikaim, or laagra, is also loyoda by the chinam. That's pshat in the reishim. So Loyaskil Mimenu Bepoches is also speaking about the same thing, that even though it's Loichosa, not only Bechinam, you're not allowed to live in it, you're not allowed to live in it, you're paying a cheap price. It's also Merzi Keribis. So Rashi says, oh, Nochav Yosef Aminyumi, so I'll tell you now, a mashkin of Abayis, Benichyoso is also, because even though it's an enem, it's Eloichosa, it's also, that's the Mishnah, after Rav Yosef Bar Minyumi. So then Rashi, the Pam Shem Yishamayim, we learned later, a Kerem B'Nachyosa is Mutter, a Mashkin of a Kerem B'Nachyosa is Mutter, you also have Zenen, it's Eloichosa. So why is it Mutter? Rashi says, it is another factor. By a Kerem, there's a factor, maybe, Kerem, there's a factor, maybe Bechlala won't grow anything. So Memele, so he's getting it cheap. It could be he's getting nothing. Could be nothing, no Peiris will grow. There they were Mata by a Kerem, that's a Nene, Vizeloi Chosa, and there's an Efshoris, could be he's not getting anything. There they were Mata. But a bias that the Revach is Borul, so there, I would think there's a fakir there's takosa. That's mikan yesh lumay. Azayzik tachavistas and the chedushi arim. Let us go a little further. Ikediam. Omar Rav Yosef Bar Minyumi Amar Rav Nachman. Af al pi shomru ador bechotz chaveri shalei midai te ein yitzorich lahalis leischad. Kulveini v'der b'chatzeri tzorech lahalis leischav. Now, Rav Yosi Bar Minyumi is also speaking about a case of zenene v'zeloi chosam. Zenene v'zeloi chosam. But Rav Yosi Bar Minyumi is saying like this. Hador b'chotzach habere means it's speaking about a person passed by a house. There was a sign on it, not for rent. So he took the sack, so he lived, went into the house, he lived in the house. Then he left, he put a thank you note, but I ain't such lahalis leishar, because it's an end of his alechos. So Rav Yosi bar Menyumi, so what is, if a malve possesses this house, and the loiva possesses this house, a house not for rent. And the malva tells them, as you know, listen, you have a house that's not for rent. Listen, I'm lending you the money, and you can live in the house. Uveini v'der b'chatzeri. That was the loiva told him, you know, I know you need a house. Lend me money, and you're able to live in my house. This is like Kaimalaga. But they were kaitzitz bishas da halvo. They were kaitzitz bishas da halvo. That is lending him that he can live in the house. Zenenem zalechos. Zenenem zalechos. Ava bisham ado b'chotzer chaber yishlo midat ein tzorech la'alis leischam. Uveini. But if the loiva told him, lend me money v'der b'chatzeri, that's like I'm a la'agre, zorich l'halos l'ischa. There he has to pay him. That means they have to give, you have to pay him properly. That means if you kaitzit b'shasta halvo, that I'm lending you money b'das, I shall live in your house, that's like I'm a la'agre, here you have to be ma'ala l'ischa. Man the Omar Hilvo, according to the first Lashon Hilvo, for they weren't kaitzit, the dinis he tzorich lahalis leischar, he has to go and pay him, and nor he shouldn't be over an iser of Mexican ribbis. Koshkein Hilvain is zicher be yosa. Man the Omar Hilvaini, avu Hilvo loy. My time. Given the mikore lavadaiti the hochi oisvei leslobo. That means, he lived in the malva, lived in the house. That the halva was not made on this condition. And he lived at zenene v'zelei chosos. According to the second lashon, this is mutter. That the zenene v'zelei chosos is only also if there were koitzitz v'shas the halva. That you should lend me money that I should be able to live in your house. Zok Rashi. Man da omar hilvo v'loi kotzatz imay amanas loder afilu hochi osa koskeni veini the kotzatz loi diris habayis peteiris ribis it was kaitzit. You should lend me money peteiris that I should be able to live in your house. Avo hilvo uloi, but according to the second lotion, hilvo will be mutter. Umas nisen bidekotatzlei. The Mishnah is speaking bidekotatzlei. So according to the second lotion, the Mishnah is also speaking about by loikai melagre, but it's only also bidekotatzlei. That was the chiddush of Rav Yosi ben Yumi. Oy bishas matan mois, oy la'achar kain. Now we have to understand that Rashi just said a mordike mouthful over here, which is a big machlekes harishonim, but let's just mention what Rashi just mentioned now. Rashi mentioned that if you're koitzitz, that I'm lending you money. I'm an ass. But I should be able to live in your house. That's also b'shas halvo. Oy, achakein. Achakein means as follows. The halvo was for 30 days. Right? After 30 days, the labor was supposed to pay out. The labor come to Ainley, so the Malva says, okay, I'll extend it to you for another 30 days, but I'm making the extension that I should be able to live in your house. So Rashi Shita is, if you're koitzitz, achiyev tashlumim, בשעס איז מרוויח דזמן, דז אוסו ניסה ריבס. And the two brings down, Rashi sheet is a phobia tzir from Zenene v'zechosel b'iribes k'tutzer b'yaitz b'dayonim. This is grad not the sheet of Sarambam. The sheet of Sarambam is, you need a k'tzitze b'shas n'sines ha-mois. Es kas b'chol loy sitein loy b'nesh. The iser is b'shas n'sines ha-kese, but Rashi sheet is afilu b'shas Havochas Hazman, it's also Osa. Here it's not Osa min HaTorah because it's an enem is Elech Osa. But Al Kaponim, it's only Osa, it's Osa Rashi Shidis B'Shas Havochas Hazman. So that's called you, I'm Avir you this man and for the Havochas Hazman. I want this benefit of being able to live in the house. Now, before we see V'layisker emenu bepoches, I'd like to learn the last Tosfos, and then we'll get Merdeke Yediyas, then we can come back a little before. Avol chotzer d'loikaymer la'agre, v'gavre d'loyovid l'meike, eimoloi. This is the first Loshen of Rav Yosef Ben Yomi. Kamash malom. Kahai lishne kamo hilvo osa kaimalon. Kedemucha chrova minei besomach. We didn't learn yet the members of Rove, but we paskin like the first loshin. So hilvo vidol vechatzeroi. Shalei midatoi zenene vizeloi chosa. And we'll see Tosfos, we'll see Hosea for the zeloi nene vizeloi chosa is osa. So now, without any ktsitze, so that means it comes out that I lent someone money, and it's finished. I'm not allowed to derive any benefit from me. I become, the loive becomes, the mal becomes a mudar hanor from the loive. He can't derive it, it's an end. So it's a loinen, it's a loichos. Vahashte koshin. The odom shemalve lechaveiroi. If someone lends someone else money, he also lasses loy shum toivish aboil, he can't do any toivish them anymore. That means I have an empty house. I'm not renting it out. I didn't make any tanoim whatsoever. The malva is making a chasana, he needs it, the people are coming, he needs place to sleep. So the malva asks him, maybe I can use that my cover to go for my pleasure. That's for shalom. Also, Zribis, Shemi Shemai, he also lasses loy shum toive shaboilom, loy mi boi dvorum shen regilis lahashol chino, things which people don't learn, kegoin bayis, oisus, chiyotzibem, the also lahashol malva filo u oyavoi kokach, the belav ochi hoyamashol, something that people normally don't learn, people rent. But a friend, if his friend is needs a dire, he rents it out. So he'll zich lend it to his friend. So be also. Alafilu dvorim sherogil lahashul chinam lacherim. People, you do it. Sheiregilus litim schar mehem. Yei also dum yedachotza de loikaima la agre vegavre de loyovid lemega. The Tosfos holds not like the Mamshim said in Rashi. Tosfos holds of the emissary. Everything is also. Chotza de loikaima la agre and gavre loyovid lemega. The masik da also. So come out. I come over. The malva comes over to the leva. Can you lend me your pen? Not people don't rent pens. Can you lend me your pen? Sorry. You don't do such things. You're not allowed to. Shame Shemai. That's Tosfos Kash. It can't be such a thing. We pass like the first Lord. So on this Kash, Tosfos says two Mahalach. Mahalach number one. The Tavke b'mili defahesye v'afshe tuve osaroch kuliyad. Kegoin loder v'chatzeirot. That means, seems, loder bechatzeiroi,
Litkei Pravda, we didn't learn the Gemara yet. So Mamela, this is a piece of Zaylada, Bechatzeroi. No, he's living in the house, and it looks up as a Mechzik Ribbis. Bifnei Amveide, Avo Lahashel Kalov Oisusoi, Mutter, but Samazoi Talanda Makele, given the Malav Hochinami of a Mashalot. Vedeika nami. I'll bring you a raya to this terrace. Vinoke mas nisen chatzeiroi. Leinoke le yaskir eskeilo. Oi behemtoi bepoches. So you see, it's a besondere din in a chotzer. A chotzer is afshemus. People see he's living. He moves in with the whole family into the house. Yeah, yeah, it was not for rent. Kaponim, that's afshemus. But some of the talenda masus does was is that doch nicht die ganze Sache? One mahalach. There's a chilek zwischen avshemitz. Va'oid yesh loyma, the davke lodo shloimi das chaveiroi osa bechol inyan afilo bechotza de loikaima la'agre v'gavre de loyovid l'mega. Now. The second parrots is, the memra of Rav Yosef Barmen Yumi, Omar Rav Nachman, speaking about Hador Bechotza Chaveiroi Shaloi Midatoi. That means I come into Yenim's house, I pass by, I see a house not for rent, I say, oh, Hashem, I go there, I live for a month, ain't Tzorech Lahalis Loisra. Avdos, but Rav Yosef Ben Yumi is fine. In an empty house, you can do it. But if this house is the Yoleves house, you're not allowed to do it. Why? The Kivin the Shaloyber Shus Oise, since he's doing it Shaloyber Shus, Nire Dal Hamilve Seimech. Wie kommen, wie die Menschlichkeit, wie nicht, ich gehe hier in dem Haus, ob sie der hat, aber was, ich meine, she bishvil lo, yiz bulu abaylo. Why do I have to ask him? I just lent him $1,000. Ich dachte, ich mache eine Rechte dazu. So me meile, she loy mi das. Rav Yosef ben Menyumi is talking about this, the Chiddush of Rav Yosef ben Menyumi, she loy mi das. Avo mi datoi, but what if I come and I ask him, can I live in your house? Loi osa, ela bedover shloi hoya oisa loi vele malva beloi halva. That means, if I ask him, that means I'm a mensch. And I ask him, he says, covered God, it's an empty house, you can come there. So this is, it's astonished. What's wrong with that? I would do it to anyone, Nachman, because you lent me $1,000, let me cover God. I have an empty house coming, isn't it? Dumye dagdoma sholem de soif pilkin, shein osa ela ba oisoi shloi hoya rogel mikoidem lachem lahagde. The Gemara says later that you're not allowed to be magdem sholem. So the Gemara says magdem sholem, that means the loiver till now, when he met the malv on the street, garnished. He didn't say a word to him. After he lent him $1,000, a pretty good mortgage, shalom aleichem. Godel ha-shalom. Yeah, that's the money, talks. I'll kapon him, so there, if, till now, he didn't know about it. Now, all of a sudden, after he borrowed money from him, is a Magdim Sholem. Now he knows the Mishnah, Magdim Sholem, L'chalot. Now he knows it. That is Osa. It's Ribbis Tvorim. Shein Osa, L'boish, Shlai Yerogel, Mikoidim, L'chein, L'hagdim. V'v'hochi, Ayri, Mas Nisin, K'demashma, Hapshat, Ta'ayri, B'malve, Hador, Midas Loive. Now listen very good what Tosfos says. The Mishnah is not speaking about that someone moved in Shaloi Midas. The Mishnah is speaking in, he asked him, lo yoder b'chatzayr ha'echinim, mishin lived there. The mission says, but it's not speaking about that he's moving in. He has some rishus. Ha'ayri b'malva hador midas loiva v'lo yosa ela b'chotzer d'kayme la'agra. Now, we have to see a merit because after the second teretz of Tosfos, the second teretz of Tosfos learns not the way we said pshat in Rashi, that Rabbi Yosef Bar Menuhmi is telling us pshat in the Mishnah. Nah! Rabbi Yosef Bar Menuhmi sagt a besonder halacha. Rabbi Yosef Bar Menuhmi sagt a dol b'chotzer chaveri shenri midat ein zoich alles loischa. Hador means I move in without reshus. Rabbi Yosef Bar Menuhmi og mechadish given even though it's an enemy of the chosser, you move in without reshus. It's the menschlichkeit, even though it's an enemy of the chosser. It's a chosser menschlichkeit. The Mishnah is talking about midat. The Mishnah is talking about a chosser de kaimelag, the gavra, it's a chosser. The Mishnah is talking about, so the Mishnah that says, a chosser de kaimelag, la yodel bechinom, Mishnah is talking about that. That's true. I rent it. And for you, I wouldn't give you my house for free. I rent it out. So my mailer, so it's not allowed to. And you're not allowed to. They also are bachotz at the time of the Mashmi Dictoni, lo yisker himenu bepoches. U Mashmi Nami Dictilus di Rose, soich himenu midas. Lo yisker himenu bepoches is ich speaking about the handle with them. I'm not moving in. I'm on the rent for them. It's cheaper. So talking about Midas, the Mishnah is speaking about a chotzer de kaimelager, and I want to rent it for him for a cheap price. So the mother says, that's awesome. V'hode kamasi kamashmelon, that Rav Yosef Bar Menuhmi said, zenene v'zaloi chosel, is also we boil a meme to mash on the masnisen ivy a fillo bachotz like kaimela agri the masnisen by ivy the kaimela agri kimen the midai tainichas. Okay, the mission is speaking about chotz of the kaimela agri and it's midai toy. It will be like kaimela agri and then he lets me in. So what's wrong with that? Anyone I would let in. The Mishnah is speaking about it's a chotzer de kaimelager. The only reason I'm not renting it out to you because you lent me $1,000. That's pshat the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah is up. That's this is also. The Mishnah holds this is also. It's midaitoy. Rabbi Yosef Bar Menuhmi is speaking about a case that a person walks in on the shoes, on garnish, shaloi midaitoy. And there, Rabbi Yosef Bar Menuhmi is telling us that it's shaloi midaitoy by istachos. Why are you doing this? Because you feel that, if I lent him $1,000, he has to oblige. So my mailer, that's Rabbi Yosef Bar Menuhmi, shaloi midata. Although midata is also because normally a person does not rent out for cheap. He does not. So my mailer, so this is ribbis. Mishnah is ribbis, and Rabbi Yosef Bar Menuhmi is mechzik ribbis. It's a nene, it's a lechosa, but that what you do it without reshus is mechzik ribbis. This is the second teretz of Tosfos. Now, let us see, v'yiske himenu bepochis. Let's see this Tosfos. Perish pekuntres b'gmore, Rashi says in the Gemara, yesh lumed mikan. Also, la halvois alapayis, the lodor boy afilu benachiosa. Rashi said, you're not allowed to lend money on the bayis hamashkin, afilu benachiosa. This nam, the yiska emenu bepochis. Le domi la mashkaine shelkerim, the awesome zimnin, le shokal midin, the lochi menakele. Pavle kene peres benach yosa ala sofik. Avo babayis nene tomit ve'en kan sofik v'nimtso soiche bepochis. That's what Rashi says. Rabbeinu Tam Omar, so Rabbeinu Tam, there's a double machlokes, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. He says, Rashi said, a shtik teure, there's a difference between a bias and a chotzer. A bias is a revach gom, as a revach bol, a sod, a kerem, not a revach bol. Frag the Rabbeinu Tam, the bias nami, zimnen doi shoko midi, oi neufo, oi nisra, oishlo yitztarech loi, maybe he won't need it, so he's menake, that means he just got a job in Alaska now, he's going to be in Alaska for the next 3 years, so memele, so what did he have, yiskemen of a pochis, nachyosa was menake b'choy, it's a big deal, here for the next 3 years, menake b'choy, but he's in Alaska, he just got sent to Alaska. So, Frank Rabbeinu Tam, if Rashi said that the whole lumbus of Baikerem is because it's not a revach boru, a ganusti, a pais is also not a revach boru. Fine. Hello. Dein Bayes, dein Sode, Heicha she'enoi malve mo'oisov alayem, Oso bepocheis lechel aperes, Velode bebayes, Zebohochi mairi masnisen, Vidiktoni amalve es chaveiroi, Lo yoder bechatzeiroi, Vidiktoni amalve al chatzeiroi shel chaveiroi. Aber heicha shehilva ala bayis. Oyalas. Bebelav ochi lo yucha laskiroi lacherim sheze hechzik poi vemashkin. Now, let's just explain what Rabbeinu Tam said. And this is how the Chiddush Yerim explains the Rabbeinu Tam. And we have a mordika cloak. The Rabbeinu Tam, we just learned the last Tosfos, what's the case of our Mishnah? So, the second Loshon of Tosfos, and the Chiddush Yerim, Rabbeinu Tam, Gelam, like the second Loshon. The second Loshon learned as follows. The Mishnah is speaking about Abayis, Chotzer the Ovid, the Maker. That's what it's speaking about. And the reason it's also the end of is a chosa, and it's also because it's ribis, because it's over the maker, and thus Rav Yose banim yumi, it's not saying pshat the Mishnah, Rav Yose banim yumi is saying hador of a person moves in shall be midas the chosa doy over the maker, that merzik ribis, that's hishtik toil. But if a person makes up with Yene, Layaske loy bepoches. So you know why this is also? Say, Shtik Torah, why it's also? I lent you $1,000. Now the Malva is coming to the Loyve. Maybe you can rent me a cheaper price. Shemishamai. That's Ribbis. I should lend you a cheaper price. That's Ribbis. That's also. The Mishnah isn't talking about a mashkin. A mashkin is zeh nene, v'zeh loy chosel, as we mentioned in Rashi. And Rabbeinu Tam also holds this dictaire, that a mashkin is zeh nene, v'zeh loy chosel. Zeh nene, v'zeh loy chosel, midatoi. That means if you would do it for everyone, that's mutter. A mashkin, Rashi had a problem why a mashkin is mutter, a mashkin shall kerem, why a mashkin shall buy, everything is mutter, a mashkin is mutter. Zenene vizel loy chosa, midaitoi is mutter. That's the second teretz of Tosfos. Rav Yosi Baman Yumi only spoke about if you go shalei midaitem. We're not talking, Ashkant is talking about midaitem, lechiosu, we made up. A mashkin, every mashkin is an enemy, is a lechosu. So, a mele, let you do it, why not? I mean, it's not Mechzeke Ribbis, it's Kolnish mit Kolnish. The Mishnah is speaking about Chotzer de Kaima La Agre, it's an enemies a chosser. No, are you asking me I should rent it to you in a cheaper price? But he no. That's ribbis. That's real trade. That's also als ribbis. The Mishnah is not speaking about a mashkin. Rashi learned, when we learned Rashi, we were magdim. Rashi learned like the first lashon of Tosfos. The Mishnah is speaking about, okay, chotzer is a dover shebefach hesye. It's no chilek if it's yomi daita in nishmi daita. A dover shebefar hesye, even it's a nene, is a loichoser, is also oser. A filum midaitoi, that's the first lotion of Toysmith. The nene, is a loichoser, is oser. That's Rabbi Yossi ben Yumi is saying pshat in the Mishnah. But he's saying a different case. The Mishnah is speaking about the nene, is loichoser, and it is oser. So Rashi, every mashkin is an enemy, is a loichoser, and now Rashi got stuck, the Mishnah says it's also, for loyiska mimenu beporches. So Rashi had to say, the Sachil Shushim Bayis and Kerem, the Rabbeinu Tam learns like the second lotion in the bottom Tosfos. Rabbi Yosef ben Yumi was talking about one thing, shaloi midatoi. Our mission is speaking about midat. Our mission is speaking about a case of zenene v'zechosos. Besides midat is also. Zenene v'zeloichosos. And a mashkin b'nachioso. Every mashkin is loichosos. Because if it's a mashkin, it's zenene v'zeloichosos. Zenene v'zeloichosos. You have a mission that says it's also. Chas v'shalom. No one ever said, our mission is talking about But the Kaimalagre, a mashkin is not Kaimalagre. Let's just see the lotion of Tosfos. Ella bein bayis, bein tzode, heichish ein mal v'mo oisov aleim. That means it's not a mashkin. Also, so it's not a mashkin, and it's Kaimalagre. Is also bepoches lechel apeiris, below the babayis. The bohochi airi masnitzin. The Mishnah is not speaking about a mashkin. Be diktoni amalve es chaveiroi lo yodo bachatzeiroi. Doesn't say amalve ala mashkin, ala bayis. Diktoni amalve al chatzeiroi shel chaveiroi. The Mishnah isn't speaking about a mashkin. Avol heiche shehilva ala bayis. Oy ala sodik. Bote benach Yosef. Deimav sit bal sode u bal chotza. De belav hochi lo yuchalaski le rachere. Ik saivis I can't rent it. She's a herzig boy bemashkin. So it's herzig boy bemashkin, so he can't rent it saivis I. So my mail it's a nene viz a loichosa. A nene viz a loichosa. Mi daitoi. So what is he doing wrong? Fakel. So you're giving me money? Mr. the Chatzadik Yisai Dailam. The Nene is like us. I can't do anything side by side with it. Now just let's last one more kasha. Vikosha. In fact, he's right. You can't rent it out. If it's a mashkin, you can't rent it out. So you have to put up on the sign, not for rent. Oh, but the auto, the fishes, the music, the mashkin, yirkivu apeiris. If you have a machshkin of a soda, this pear is growing there. Vloma lo yuchel ha-loiva limkil peiroisav lefroya choyvoy. O yikach amal bepeiris atzmon bechoyvoy. Why is that called zenene vizeloi chosa? The pear is lechere. If he's eating the pear is, I mean, lechere the loiva could have sold the pear is. Zog te chidushi harim, the Rabbi Netam held me now. If I take a machshkin, a mashkin has a dual purpose. Purpose number one is I'm to be secure with the chayv. And purpose number two is to twist the arm of the loive. If loive calls man, you don't pay me. This mashkin is by me and you can't do anything with it. This payer is never, I love to sell the, pay me the chayv, you'll get back your mashkin. The One of the tachleisim of a mashkin is to force the loiber to pay, to give him an initiative to pay. Like this, if the loiber will be able to sell the peiros and those, and good, I'll pay you, Ezer Hashem. Now, I have to sell the peiros, pay the electric bills, chalima. No. You're not going to do anything with these peiros. They're going to rot. You pay me the chayv, you get back your keren. You don't pay me your chayv, I couldn't talk. I'm holding this, and I won't give it back to you till you pay me up the chayv. So this is how the Chiddush Erim for Emphas, the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam.